Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Welcome to Life with Kathy. Heard on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. And their email is blogtalkradio.com. /Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. Their website, I should say. And I want you to click on January 25th in the topic, Ballet on the Beam. Iron Workers and the Classics. Illuminating the world of classics and creative construction. Iron workers date back to the 16th century from England, France to Britain, and finally working its way to North America. Man's quest for power and prosperity have fueled building developers' ambition to build even taller buildings, soaring upward to the heavens, building towers that have defined cities, flavored with ingenuity and declaring their reach to spiraling heights of grandeur. Iron workers are a breed unto themselves. They're visionaries. Now, the call-in number is 347-637-3789. And darlings, before I'm going to attempt to play the CD, Iron Workers, What a Noble Profession. You will love it. And it's available by contacting Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. But before I turn it on, and let's keep everything crossed that it's going to work, I want to ask you a question. Do you want to be the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show? Do you want to give a voice to your passion? I just love giving a voice to my passion. You don't have to be a professional, because I'm going to be your choreographer. I'm going to take you by the hand and walk alongside you and choreograph and create your show. You could be a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, a stay-at-home mom and pa, dad, business owner. But does everyone understand your passion? Imagine your very own live half-hour radio show, sharing your story with the world. It's your way. And the beauty of it is that you broadcast from the comfort of your home and office on a landline. Now, I want to be perfectly clear that internet radio is a powerful marketing, advertising, PR tool. You email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net, and we'll talk about your passion. And then we pick a time. We know the time is 11:30, but we pick a date. Your show is live, then archived. I emailed you the link, then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and will circle the world. And then I become your outside advocate. I work with you on content. Yes, there is a one-time modest fee. Now, if you want to be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium, you could purchase a 30-second or a 60-second commercial, and there's a 13-week commitment. Or you could be the star of your very own show. Live with Kathy is partially sponsored, but I really think of them as my partners. But I want you to feel the energy, the brotherhood and sisterhood, iron workers' impact. Titanic shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by IMPACT, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers International and Canada Manly Men. They're the Dom Perignon of the trades. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. And yes, gals, it's for you too. Now, in just a few minutes, I'm going to play the CD. Ironworkers, what a noble profession. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. It will absolutely inspire you to look into the trade. Now, darlings, you have to qualify. So you log on ironworkers.org and see if you qualify. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care, compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant of Iron Age, his talent, wire art sculpture, and leatherworks. They're all unique, one-of-a-kind, original designs. To find out more, email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. Oh, they make the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. Log on lifeextension.com or email generalquestions@lifeextension.com, or you could email me. Bill Falloon and I have lasted longer than most marriages. I've been with them from the onset for over 40 years. Hey, darlings, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. In my book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, page 42, I share with you my secrets for de-stressing our faces and our body. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger release toxins into the body, and they're all leading factors in premature aging. It's an e-book and a soft copy. You could get it by getting in touch with Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. I've introduced you to Edith Nam before. She's an author extraordinaire. And her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It will extend your life. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy power, health and happiness. The book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. By the way, she has survived thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer. Did you know that home-based businesses are exploding? Ah, more people are becoming wealthy today without investing huge capital. But darlings, you need the formula. And I love being the CEO of my own business. I had mine when I was at age 25. I was in the world of haute couture and high fashion. And it was a wonderful way to fulfill my dreams and to reach my goals and to believe in me. So do you want to be your own boss? Do you want to be the CEO of your very own business? I have the formula. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. The greatest gifts. The life which we live is the universal life expressing through us. How else could we live? I got this epiphany, and I worked on it immediately. In one sitting, I composed Iron Workers. What a noble profession. Now, there's going to be a slight pause here. Don't hang up, because I'm going to turn the CD on. So just wait now. Be patient. Live with Kathy. Please be patient. I can't imagine what's happened. Just hold on now, darlings. Hold on. Iron workers, what a noble profession. Iron workers date back to the 16th century from England, France to Britain, and finally working its way to North America. Man's quest for power and prosperity has fueled building developers' ambition to build ever taller buildings soaring upward to the heavens. Building towers that have defined cities, flavored with ingenuity and declaring their reach to spiraling heights of grandeur. Iron workers are a breed unto themselves. They're visionaries, co-creators of structures that without iron workers would not be standing today. The Big John Hancock in Chicago tapped out on May 6, 1968. The Empire State in New York opened in May 1931 and dominated the Manhattan skyline for 41 years. Under construction, the Freedom Tower in New York City. And Chicago's newest, the Trump Tower. And the list goes on. I have a special place in my heart for iron workers. I married one.
53 years ago. By all accounts, I'm sure the experts, whoever they are, would agree that no way in the world would a gal from the classical world of ballet and the world of haute couture high fashion find happiness with an ironworker. Don't you know you have nothing in common? It'll never last. But wait a minute. Not so fast. Plastics and construction do complement each other. Granted, I didn't see the comparison early in our marriage. Egad, it was tough enough to get to know each other, warts and all, to try to figure out if we were compatible. The honest truth? I had my doubts about our so-called chemistry. Come on, didn't we all? But time and maturity prevailed, and here we are on the brink of our 54th year. And they said it wouldn't last. My analogy on the classics and creative construction, ballet, the art of body discipline, encouraging change, forming and molding the body. Ironworkers, the art of creative construction, beginning with blueprints, following a disciplined path to achieve a work of art. Haute couture, the world of high fashion. Exquisite, beautiful expressions, colors. The effect of many hours behind the scenes in creating, designing. A mutual labor of love. Ironworkers. The beauty of their work buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. The pride and dedication is in the end result. Buildings, monuments, bridges, factories. That stand. The celebration, the bow, bravo, acknowledging acclaim for a brilliant performance in fashion production. The tapping out ceremony, after a construction project has been completed, let the party begin. He towers so high, just scraping the sky. What a momentous occasion. The final beam of the Sears Tower in Chicago was put into place 33 years ago. The number of Sears employees, construction workers, and dignitaries who signed the final beam? 12,000. Similarities abound in the classics and creative construction and yet are worlds apart. The Lyric Opera House in Chicago, 1929, home to famous ballet companies and opera lovers. My favorite ballet, Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. The Pas de Deux, a magnificent tribute to the male dancer's athleticism and strength while performing a series of grands jetés. The swan's graceful movements are breathtaking and pay homage to years of arduous training. The Erie Crown Theatre, an auditorium built in 1960, where global designers present their latest creations to the world. Glissade! Sliding down the runway wearing the latest fashion, with all eyes upon me and my possibilities. The Lyric Opera House, the Airy Crown, yet another testimony and witness to the art form and dedication of iron workers and construction workers. Together we created an interesting, complex life, but never boring. Best of all, we created three beautiful children, the youngest who's following in his father's footsteps. I just love it when Bob calls and asks, is Dad there? I need to talk to him. This gives Bill, Dad, who retired in 1991 from Indiana Local 395, a chance to go back in time, to relive the glory days when he was just starting. The rush, the thrill of being able to guide Bob, to mold him into being the best he can be. Work ethics, integrity, taking pride in a job well done, being a co-creator of a work of art. What could be more rewarding? A day doesn't go by that Bill doesn't talk about ironworking, 52 years in a profession he loved and still does, pointing out some of the jobs he worked on, specialty shops on Michigan Avenue in Chicago, bridges and steel mills in Indiana and Illinois. What memories. Our life today, a new dimension in living and accomplishment. Bill, also known as the Silver Fox, continues to work out daily in the gym. We're both runners and cross-train with weights religiously. Currently, I'm a radio talk show host reaching Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin. From the airwaves to the highwaves, sailing the high seas as a guest lecturer on international cruise ships, to the skyways. Memorial Day, we'll fly to Denver. We'll run the Boulder Boulder, a 10K road race. It's a family affair. This is our 10th running. Hey, move over, Seabiscuit. Yes, Virginia, there is life after 60. Retirement? Not even an option. In retrospect, ironworking provided a comfortable, secure life, and I wouldn't change a thing for the world. And listen, you guys, you can hoot, holler, and whistle all you want, but I will not. I will be so flattered. I salute all of you. I salute you, Don, with affection and best wishes for 100 years of health and prosperity. The pleasure has been all mine.
I do hope you all had the opportunity to hear Ballet on the Beam. I just love it when I get epiphanies. And it was almost like just sitting there, and I came across one of these African proverbs. However long the night, the dawn will break. And I got an aha! This is what I need to do. And those of you that are writers, I think you know that, and you'll agree with me, that when you get the epiphany to write, the spirit, you just have to sit down and write. My niece, Laura, my niece, who is a writer in New York, very brilliant, said to me one day, "Aunt Kathy, people that aren't writers simply can't understand how important it is to sit down and start writing. Because on your mental screen, you get this, you start to write. Listen, darlings, I know what I'm talking about. And I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. What dream do you have that's still dancing in your heart? A common symptom of living in our hectic world is the lack of quiet time. I love quiet time. Just sit down now, close your eyes, and hear my voice. Oh, you're too busy, too much to do, too little time. All common complaints. Waiting for our ship to come in keeps us going. Putting off today, thinking about tomorrow. No. Haven't you heard the phrase? When my ship comes in, I'll be able to... procrastinator. But you see, waiting or planning for that ship to come in only prevents us from enjoying the happiness of today. I was joyous. My pen didn't stop. And I wrote it in one take. I didn't wait. I didn't procrastinate. You see, when the Spirit says to you, you've got to write it down, keep a journal. Sidebar. If you do any traveling at all, write a journal. I went to Africa, and I wrote a journal, and it's now a book. So you see, I don't pause out of Africa. I don't put any of my ideas on hold. When I get the epiphany, I immediately take hold of it, I sit down, and in a minute or two, it's done. Now, we all have this special gift. Yeah, we do. Don't wait for your ship to come in. Your greatest gifts are the one that you receive and you put out there in the world. And of course, it could be that it could be material gifts. We know that we give or receive are the greatest gifts of thought. These are the gifts that cannot be purchased, wrapped, or tied up with a fancy bow. Yet the gifts of thought can be most meaningful, fruitful of any gifts we wear out. You see, material gifts wear out. They lose their value to us and often are discarded. However, thoughts that have been shared with us, some that may have changed our lives, will never be forgotten. I love giving the gifts of encouragement, love, support, and caring. Do you know that you could share your gifts with others? You may never know how you have touched someone or made a difference in their lives. It's enough to know that each of us has something wonderful to give. Each of us is unique in that we can share. So give your greatest gift yourself and make the world a better place because of you. Did you get an epiphany? I got the epiphany to write Ballet on the Beam. I got the epiphany to write the journal Out of Africa. And when I look at it, it brings back all of the memories. Traversing the Serengeti, the Maasai Mara, sitting at the foothill of Mount Kilimanjaro. So today, I want you to be aware of your gifts of love, understanding, support, and everyone that enters your life. Share yourself with others in friendliness and joy. Give gifts of value. Did you tell anyone that you love them today? You know what? That you are the greatest gift there is. The love that you have within you, that you feel about you, and that you're going to share with others. You've been listening to Life with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Today's show, Ballet on the Beam. I do hope that I was able to make the connection from the CD to live. Because iron workers in the classics illuminate the world of classics and creative construction. Iron workers are a breed unto themselves. They're visionary. So, darlings, don't wait for your ship to come in. When you get the epiphany, when you get the idea, sit down and don't judge yourself. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. What I love about Ballet on the Beam, it's unique, original, and creative. No one in the world has thought of comparing the classics with creative construction. Now, come on. A greater vision induces us to a greater concept. What are you thinking? And the time is right now for you to share the authentic you and your genius with the world. Au revoir.